The Great Resignation. This was a phenomenon in 2021 where employees were leaving toxic environments and quitting their jobs. Some were making the decision to either find better job opportunities or deciding to take a chance on themselves and becoming entrepreneurs. However, before the Great Resignation, many individuals were actually getting laid off jobs, and for many, it was a hopeless time. My guest for today's podcast can relate to the latter. But luckily for her, she had a strategic exit plan by the time she was laid off from her corporate job. She was able to use all her corporate skills to start her own transition and mindset coaching business, and today she's helping women create strategic exit plans to turn their side gig into their full-time gig. Without further ado, here is episode 5 of the Business and Culture Podcast. Hello, everyone, all my listeners, and welcome to another episode of Business and Culture. Today, I'm here with Christine James. Also, I know her as CJ,
yeah,
with the purple lipstick. And I mean, like, we met each other, I would say probably 3 years ago at a networking event. And since then, I've always followed her and, you know, I've always looked up to her. Really admire the work that she does, and I want to talk about it. So let me just shut up and like get to the point. So CJ, she is a mindset and transition coach, and boy oh boy, do a lot of us need to change our mindset, especially right now. And a lot of us need to find productive ways to transition, because we know how that we want to do it, but some of us struggle to actually get there. So that's where CJ comes in. So thank you so much for joining me today.
I'm excited to be here. Thanks for having me. I'm looking forward to our chat.
Awesome. So, you know, what I wanted to talk about today is, as everyone knows, the podcast is about really talking about differences in culture that we notice from back home versus here in Canada, and some of the differences or similarities we have noticed. So I know a little bit about your story, but I want you to tell our viewers. So what is it that got you into becoming a mindset and transition coach in the first place?
I love that you started with that question, because when I set out and I started my coaching business, mindset wasn't a part of my vision. I always knew I would do something in transition coaching, because from my corporate world, the part I enjoyed the most was helping my, I was a team leader, people manager, they called us. And the part I enjoyed the most was helping my team work on their skills, work on their strengths so that they can move up within the organization. I celebrated as much with them. So when they got that new job, I didn't want them to stay on my team. So I knew transition was going to be a part of it. The mindset piece actually came about when I started my entrepreneurial journey. And there were just a lot of things that were coming up, a lot of questions I was asking myself, and you know, the self-awareness or the self-doubt. And I just started to pay attention to mindset a little bit more. And I realized how mindset is everything. Mm-hmm. And I realized how very important it is, especially going from having an employee mindset to an entrepreneur mindset, that there had to be that shift. So I just really enjoy working with my clients to help them to address any blocks they may have so that they can pursue their entrepreneurial journey just with an open mind.
Wow. It's really interesting that I heard this from someone the other day where they say a lot of us as business owners or entrepreneurs, we are our first clients, because the reason for us starting our business, it had to do with, yes, there was a problem we saw that needed to be solved, but more than likely it was because we faced that issue and we didn't really see anyone around us who was fixing that problem. So we started it, you know, we had our trial and error, saw what worked for us, and then we came forward and said, you know what, I want to help other people beat this thing, because I beat it and they can too. So
yeah,
that's pretty cool. I like that. And another thing that's really interesting, we're going to talk about this a bit later on, but it's interesting that you were able to transfer skills. That's something that's very underrated. A lot of us,
right?
I think we underestimate some of our skills that we have, and we don't realize how we can transition them into another job. And it doesn't have to be in the same industry. We could literally,
you know, replicate that in another industry. So we'll talk about that a little bit more later on for sure. So, all right. So,
Get on me.
We are in the year of, I think this year they called it the moment of, what was it? The Great Resignation, where a lot of people were leaving their jobs and really going on to this entrepreneurship journey. However, it is important that when people do think about leaving their jobs, you need to prepare. And that is something I know that you do. You help those who have a 9-to-5 take their side hustle seriously so that it can be our main gig. So talk to me a bit about what are some of the things that you think for someone who wants to leave their 9-to-5 that they absolutely need to ensure that they have in place before they do it off the jump.
First of all, they need to remember that it's going to be a journey. It's because I feel like when people talk about or start to think about leaving their 9-to-5, that they feel like they need to go all in right off the bat in order for it to work. And that's never the case. There have been people who have had very successful side hustles for years, and they've been able to manage the two. And there's nothing wrong with having to manage the two. What I feel like and what I like to work on with my clients as well is when you do make the decision that you're like, and I start hearing, CJ, okay, I'm over this. Like, let's. Right. I take them through a series of questions. Like, and one of them, as you mentioned, is the skills. Like, how can you leverage your 9-to-5 now that you've made this decision that you're going to leave? Do you have, can your coworkers become your clients? Can they spread the word somehow? Maybe there's some alignment between what you're doing in your 9-to-5 and what you'll be doing in your own business. Do you still have to learn more skills? Can you take a couple courses on their dime, right? So that you can take that.
Yes. See, strategy.
Right, exactly. So you can, now you've made a decision and you realize there is, because that happens, there is alignment. People enjoy what they do in their full-time jobs, but they just want to have the freedom to do it their way. And you don't want to burn any bridges. So do you want to you're going to give them some kind of notice when you make that, send in that resignation? Do you need to train your replacement? And how would you leave them hanging? Do you want to leave them hanging? Do you want to start talking about your side hustle? Are you just going to be like, I remember the days of like,
looking over the shoulder.
Like, you were going on. But if people now know, because they are they supportive enough to help you with the transition? It depends on the environment. Some people don't have that support. Mm-hmm. But even before I start working with them on the 3D exit strategy, there are certain questions I take them through so that they consider both sides of everything. That also contributes to starting to shift your mindset, because now you're starting to think about walking away. But when you think about walking away, you're also thinking about, these are all the things that I need to do in my 9-to-5 while I'm managing my side hustle. How do I manage your time? Mm-hmm. Time management is a huge piece. It's not about, well, I have the side hustle, I need to burn the midnight oil. I mean, some people are okay with doing that. But if you...
I love my sleep.
Okay, good. But if you are big, I am big on self-care. So I want to ensure you're managing your time. So maybe you don't work on your side hustle every evening. Maybe you find your freest on Wednesdays or Thursdays. Maybe you say, okay, Wednesdays I'll work on this for half an hour. Thursdays I'll have 3 hours. So maybe I'll do this for an hour, that. So you start to really kind of plan everything. So as you're working through and you're getting close. And also we start off with picking a date. That's the first D. It's you make a decision. Right? You pick a date. It could be 3 months. It could be 6 months, 9 months. It could be a year to actually walking away confidently. Mm-hmm. So it's in that time, the shift starts to happen, because now you're getting used to the idea of this could actually be a thing. And you're looking at your income, you're looking at how income goals, how much you'd actually need to make to supplement that income that mm-hmm. you're going to be walking away from. The stability is the biggest thing that holds people back.
Yes.
Right. I need the stability of my 9-to-5. I thought that too. Right. But mm-hmm. then I also willed it into the universe. And I said, you know, it'd be really good if I can like get my package. Yeah. And then I can like walk away. I can go back to school. I can do this. I can do this. And it actually, that's how it happened for me.
Oh, right? You got the pack. Oh, the
I got the, they made the announcement. They were closing our department. I'm like, what?
Look at God.
Exactly. Right. That's how I knew that I was on the right path. So there's just so many things that they really do need to take into consideration, mm-hmm. but it's a journey. It's a yeah. marathon. It's not a race. It's okay if you have false starts, as people like to describe them.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll decide, I'm going to leave in a year. And that year comes around and you realize, I actually do need more time. That's okay. And we need to not be so hard on ourselves. There's nothing wrong with having a 9-to-5. There really,
oh,
really isn't.
I love that you said that.
There really isn't. And I feel like the entrepreneurship, I am team entrepreneur, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like the entrepreneurship is really kind of almost glamorized.
It
right?
is.
Right? And it's okay if you have the 9-to-5. If you mm-hmm. know I really need to be able to supplement all the things I'm doing in my yes. side hustle. But you also don't want it to turn into a really expensive hobby.
Exactly.
So once you do have that strategy and you can set those goals and you can see yourself doing it long term, mm-hmm. you can see yourself in a year, in 5 years, in 10 years, and your business will continue to evolve, then the real work starts.
I'm glad that you mentioned that, because as you said, entrepreneurship is something that has become like really glamorized. And it's because a lot of people, they don't really show you what happens
right
behind the scenes. Mm. Like the days when you don't get any clients, the days you're crying.
Girl.
And just a side note for all of my viewers, especially if you are new to Canada. It's probably not the best idea for you to leave a 9-to-5 job, because a part of your process to get in your PR is having a job. So yeah. That's another thing that I think would be different for a lot of us when we make decisions like this. It's make the decision that's right for you, not because of what you see others doing out there.
Yeah.
Make sure it makes sense for you. Because a lot of people, like, they have a backup plan. Like, yes, they probably are going to quit next week, but that's because they probably have money put aside. If you don't have that, it's okay. Keep your side hustle. As CJ said, be smart. Take a couple courses under the company's, you know, money. Don't use yours. And then you can use that when it's time, when you're gone.
Exactly.
You feel me?
Yes.
Good.
Yes. It's all about being strategic.
Strategic.
To get your success, whatever that looks like, however long it takes.
Yes.
As long as you know you have a goal and you're working towards it, that's all that matters.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I like that you said that. The next thing that I think I want us to touch on is the big differences between here in Canada, and you're from Tobago. I forgot yes. to mention that. So CJ is from Tobago. I grew up in Jamaica. I feel like us from the Caribbean, we have very similar experiences in some aspect. And actually, before we started the podcast, we like little briefly discussed how freelancing is something now that's picking up. Picking up now in the Caribbean, whereas like over here in Canada, it's been something that's been around for years, and a lot of people have been successful in turning it into a thriving business. So it's good to see. But what would you say are some very key differences you've noticed when it comes on to people being comfortable enough to say, I'm going to leave my job and I'm going to be an entrepreneur? What do you feel are some differences between here in Canada and in the Caribbean for some people to do it or not do it?
The key differences is, you know, every time I have a conversation with someone from back home that is an entrepreneur, is doing something for themselves, the one thing, and I don't really know how else to say this, because I've lived in Canada like almost 30 years. I've been here a really long time. But, yay, winters. But when I do have conversations with old classmates, the one similarity I notice is you got to do it. You are a go-getter. You set those goals. Like it's success or nothing.
Right? There's no room for failure.
No room for failure. It's almost like we don't even feel like we can fail. It's not even like failure is not an option. Mm. It's like I'm committed to doing this thing. I'm going to do it. I'm going to take every step that is necessary to be taken. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to accomplish it. I'm going to succeed at this, because that was something that I feel like was instilled in us from a very young age, just from mm-hmm. this, how the education system is set up.
It is. And, y'all right? don't want to go to, like, listen, y'all wondering, oh, Maggie, how you have time to do this and the trauma from school. Okay, y'all. You're juggling 14 subjects.
Tell people, I'm like, you have to do an exam to get into high school. Like,
and then to get into university.
Exactly. So we're very ambitious, very driven. Mm-hmm. So when they become business owners, they're very successful at it. That's and true. It's almost like, even when there is an obstacle, and of course we still have those moments of like, well, what if, and the self-doubt, we will overcome it because we have to. Mm-hmm. It's trauma. it's really been instilled in us. And it's amazing, because considering how long ago that I left, and I can still have those conversations with them and see those similarities of, because that's how I am too. Like mm-hmm. when I set my mind to do something, I'm like, let's get this done. Mm-hmm. Right. There's nothing's getting in my way. When things do get in my way, of course, I'll still have the little moments of, I'm big on honoring your emotions. Mm-hmm. So I'll cry if I need to, but I will get up, dust myself off, and keep pushing. Right. Mm-hmm. So that's one thing I find. There's the mindset is already there. Like, I feel like people back home, if more people are just like, I'm going to start this business, I'm going to freelance, they will absolutely do it.
Yeah.
Right. But we are still, again, trauma from school. We're stuck in that we have to get that education. Mm-hmm. I have to go to school, then I have to go to high school, then I have to do O levels and A levels. Thankfully, I did not have to do all those, because I escaped before all of that. You know, do the O levels, do the A levels, and then go off to university to then mm-hmm. get the job. Like, success really is about having, but it's not just like a regular 9-to-5. Like, the people I was in class with are doing crazy successful things. Yeah. Right. So the one of the biggest differences is, big success for them still is having that big title or that big 9-to-5, and look at this thing that I'm doing and how much money I'm making, how much education I have, mm-hmm. To then switch, stuck in our ways a little bit. Right. So, and I see it where they can do the thing, mm-hmm. but there's still that small island mentality of, well, that's not how you do it.
Oh, okay. I get you.
Right. So it's people have to learn to be a little bit more open-minded, very, very close-minded. Mm-hmm. I find that is my one thing. Mm-hmm. As you said, like, as you mentioned, more and more people are starting to do the freelance thing, and there's little programs that are coming up for entrepreneurship. Yeah. And I really love that support, and they always have different shows and all this other stuff going on too. Mm-hmm. So it's actually really becoming a thing.
Yes.
It's going to take a while for people to get out of, like, oh, I need to have that job because I went to school and I did all this studying. I lost all this sleep to get this job. So now that I got it, I got to hold on to it. Mm-hmm. Whereas I find here, the one reason why people stay in their 9-to-5 is more of a fear thing.
So back home, it's about more of the ego, more or less.
Yeah.
And here it's more of that fear of, I will lose my security. So that's
yes. Man. It's not about the security back home. It's just like, you know the school I went to?
That's true. You know, as you say that, that's true. Because I know some people, like, it doesn't matter if tomorrow they lost their job. They're not going to be hungry tomorrow.
Nope.
Like, and I'm talking about where we are from. Like, we don't have these big things like Canada has, like, access to food banks and all those things. Or people find a way still to survive with all that. We don't have no government assistance, you know, OW, none of that. And people, I barely hear of people who will say that, like, it might be hard, but they will definitely find a way for them to find food either for themselves, their kids, especially if they have kids.
Oh, they will make it happen.
They'll make it happen. Mm-hmm. They'll turn a gourmet meal out of corned beef. Like, trust me. Corned beef is a specialty.
And enjoy it. And enjoy it, right?
Exactly. Don't sleep on corned beef, y'all.
Oh my goodness.
Wow. I like that point you made. So then, do you think then, with someone who then moves to Canada?
Right.
And if, especially they move to Canada, like, it's not like a situation like yours where they, you know, they moved earlier, so you didn't have to go through all that extra trauma, that school, you know what I mean?
Oh, level trauma. Yeah.
You got to come and kind of see how, you know, some differences were, like, you could take time to be kind to yourself and, you know, grades weren't always everything and kind of stuff like that. So for someone coming over here, what advice would you give them? In terms of being open-minded to...
That was the first thing I was going to say, is be open-minded. But also be okay with failure.
Yeah, okay, you know what I think it is? I think it's... Because we're used to, like, kind of showing off on people.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's like this, if we fail, people are going to be talking.
Right.
Oh, see, she was big shot. Now she's no big shot.
No, she even go in Canada and she ain't.
Exactly. Yeah. So I think that's where it really comes from. But guys, it's okay. We're here to tell you it's okay. If you're humble about your stuff too, especially, you won't have nothing to worry about.
Yeah, be okay with the failure. Be okay with the lessons you learn. Be okay with breaking up with the status quo. Right?
That
we're doing things differently and knowing that you're going to try and you're going to fail. And I actually like failure. I know people are like, because failure means you're trying.
Yeah. Right? And then you're learning from it.
You're doing, right?
Yeah.
You're always going to evolve. So be open to trying something different ways. But it's really just about being open-minded. Being open-minded to having to let go of some of that control, because as I'm saying this, I'm actually picturing again those classmates who have their own business, and my gosh, so ambitious, so driven, so focused, right? Because we really were raised and conditioned to just go, get. We were graded based on our final mark. We were placed.
Everything.
Right? So you don't want to be last.
Exactly.
You don't want to be last place and have your lowest mark. So we were always very, very ambitious. So being able to let go of that a little bit and knowing that we can get some help. And be okay with asking for help.
That's a one.
We are proud.
A word. Very, ask for help.
Help. What's that? Even me now. I think I'm just, you know, I've celebrated 5 years in my business.
Thank you.
I could not have done this. I could not. And I will always say it. I could not have done this on my own. I couldn't. I couldn't run my business on my own. I couldn't have gone through my own transition on my own. I learned very early on, I need a coach.
And wow. So even you as a coach,
coaches always have coaches. My coach has a coach and that coach, you know what I mean? Like, we know how important it is to get someone else's perspective, someone that's objective. You are in your business.
Yeah, so you're like blinders on. You have blinders on. Yes.
You have tunnel vision. This is your thing. It's your baby. So to have somebody else come along and say, well, what if this and how about that? And did you think about so-and-so? I'm like, oh, right. And to get, you learn so much about yourself and your business and running a business and growing a business just from getting some help. And there are always, always, always people ready and willing and able to help you. You don't have to hire a coach necessarily, mm-hmm. but you can get a mentor. You reach out to somebody else in your community. They can put you on to someone, but you have to ask. Closed mouths do not
get fed. Yeah. Yep. A word.
A word. Okay.
Snap, snap. Wow. Yeah. Like you touched on pretty much like everything. Like I've been just, you know, observing, and I really wanted to just have this conversation with you. So I really hope that those who are listening, that you took something from it. And absolutely. If you want to give me a little 2 cents too, like you can let us know your 2 cents on this topic. I mean, I know we all have our own, you know, background, you know, we're all coming from different walks of life. But at the end of the day, one thing that can be true for all of us is that we definitely can't be successful on our own. We need to ask for help and, you know, be open to change. Yeah. And I don't know if the snow don't open your mind, I don't know what would.
I don't know if that doesn't make you ambitious enough. Right? Yeah. And then you just and celebrate those small things, those small wins.
Yeah.
The little things, we tend to neglect those little things. But if you did that thing. Pardon?
Give me an example. Because I don't think sometimes people really think. For example.
Let me give you a little example. So even something as far as when I'm telling people that they want to start their business, they decide mm-hmm. they want to start their business. And they're thinking, oh my God, I have to do this. I have this many followers. I have this many products. I need to have the website going. I need to have blah, blah, blah. I need to tell this many people. I can't launch until this. And it's like, okay. I call that the 0 to 100 mentality. You're at 0 and your mind is at 100. What happened to steps 1 to 99? Yep. So step 1 can be something as simple as just making the decision. Mm. And step 2 is maybe you'll write it down. Start writing down your goals. You are 42% more likely to accomplish a goal simply by writing it down. So you have your those things written down. Maybe I'm going to talk to this person. Maybe I'm going to contact CJ and book the 20-minute call and just find out more about this whole coaching thing. Mm-hmm. And you reach out and you book that call. Celebrate that, because it's terrifying to know that you're not reaching out to someone. Right. You have the conversation. I'm just going to use myself as an example. It's the easiest. You have the conversation, a little 20-minute chat. You find out whatever you need to find out. You decide whatever you need to decide. You're like, OK, you know what? You're only on step 4 at this point. Mm-hmm. Right? You still have 95 or however many steps left to go. But with every little thing that you do, make sure you take a moment and be like, yeah, I did that. Because 2 months ago, you probably were still sitting, you know, resting on your laurels, like, I don't know if I can, and what should I, and where do I start? And all you need to do is start. And to start, you just need to make a decision. If you know you want to commit to it, you just need to start. It doesn't matter how many, you touched on the false starts already. It does not matter how many times you have to start over, as long as you start and celebrate. And oh, wow.
Yes, exactly. Celebrate the wins, no matter how small.
Yes. Yes.
Man, I hope y'all are listening. And I want to thank CJ for coming on today. Thank you so much. I definitely, you know, I'm taking in everything because I feel like these are like little therapeutic sessions for myself. So for those of you who are listening, thank you so much for tuning in. And thank you, CJ. Make sure you go check her out. Listen, just know anyone who I have connections with, who I look up to, they are the real deal. And CJ is one of those people. So go follow her on Instagram, on Facebook. Tell them your handle, because, you know, we are all a social media now.
Everything is at Kristen N. James.
Awesome.
Twitter, Instagram, you name it. As She's long as there. They get the spelling right and the two N's, they'll find me. You can't miss me. Purple lipstick. The
girl exactly.
Purple. Yeah.
We'll have it in the description as well. Absolutely. For those who need the spelling. So go check out my girl, okay?
Thank you for having me, Maggie. This was so much fun. I love chatting with you.
No problem. And I'll see you guys, or I'll talk to you guys, I guess, in the next episode. Bye.
I hope that you enjoyed today's episode. Don't forget to subscribe or follow and leave us a review so we know how you're finding this podcast. Looking forward to you listening to more episodes with more inspiration, more insights, and more business and culture. If you're listening to the Business and Culture podcast on Spotify, you can participate in our poll and questions for every single episode. We would love to hear from you and get your feedback. Catch you in the next episode.